Maos Israel Ministries is a Messianic Jewish nonprofit organization founded in 1976 and whose ministry headquarters is based in Tel Aviv, Israel. Its founders, Ari and Shira Sorkoram, also founded a Messianic congregation, Tiferet Yeshua, which means the glory of Yeshua, in downtown Tel Aviv. And they manage a nonprofit publishing company in Israel that prints and distributes Bible-based books for outreach and spiritual growth in the Hebrew language. Maos also manages a humanitarian aid organization, IStandWithIsrael.com, and that is in Israel, that supports widows, orphans, the needy, oppressed, and victims of terrorism. This organization also grants scholarships for educational advancement in Hebrew language studies for new immigrants, job skills and career courses, and university studies for Israeli Messianic Jews. For more information, you may visit Maos Israel's website at www.maosisrael.org. And that will be the subject of my conversation today with Pastor Ted Van Landegan in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Thanks for tuning in, friends, to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network, www.gsradio.net. You can listen to us on Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us. You can listen to us at Prepper Broadcasting Network. That's prepperbroadcasting.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or subscribe to Soaring Eagle Radio on iTunes, TuneIn, and Spreaker. My guest today is Pastor Ted Van Landegan. He's the Messianic Teaching Pastor of Lake Country Church in Fort Worth, Texas, and he's a director of partner relations and U.S. spokesperson for Maos Israel Ministries. The website for more information is IStandWithIsrael.com. Ted, welcome to the Soaring Eagle Radio Show.
Thanks, Pastor Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, friend, and it's good to finally be able to connect with you. We met in Dallas this past March at the Hear the Watchman conference, and I'm certainly blessed to finally be able to have you on the show, Ted. So I wonder, as we get started here today, if you would just tell our listeners about yourself, a little background about your ministry as a Messianic pastor at Lake Country Church, and then how you came to know about and become associated with Maos Israel Ministry.
Sure thing. Well, you know, I became a believer in 1989, Halloween night of 1989, and I am a Jewish background believer. My birth parents were Jewish, but after I became a believer, a follower of Jesus, I really felt a call to ministry. Through the years, I'd been involved in different things like prison ministry, street evangelism, did some pastoring with the Christian Missionary Alliance in Toledo, Ohio, and then down here at Lake Country Church. And then that same season, I was in the military. I was active duty for 25 years, served in various capacities in Iraq, in the Pentagon, the White House, White House Communications. But it wasn't until we got stationed here in Texas that God really began to accelerate the call to Israel. And upon my retirement, God opened up the door for me to step on board with Maoz Israel Ministries as their U.S. spokesman and director of partner relations. And Maoz is a Messianic Jewish ministry based in Tel Aviv, Israel. And we do a number of different things. We do outreach and evangelism, making known the Jewish Messiah, Jesus, to the people of Israel and to the Arab and Muslim communities. And we do that in a number of different ways. Like you mentioned earlier, we have a congregation that we established called Tiferet Yeshua, which means the glory of Jesus in Hebrew. And we've also helped establish and resource some Arab-speaking congregations in the land. We translate Christian books into Hebrew, and we've done some in other languages also. To date, we've done 120 Christian books, books like Gary Chapman's Five Love Languages, Dr. Dobson's Dare to Discipline, the Revised Version. And we resource the body of Messiah there in the Middle East with those resources. We do media outreach, John Maxwell Leadership Conferences, youth conferences, worship conference that we help sponsor called Elav, where we bring Jewish and Arab believers and Jesus together to build up unity in the body. And so that's a little bit about who Maoz is and who I am.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine, Ted, that sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the Jewish people and also with Arab Muslims is very difficult, to say the least, but it can also be very rewarding, I imagine. And I wonder if there are any stories that you would like to share about your gospel ministry and the type of reception. And I know you can't mention names. This is a very delicate situation. But I know that the Lord has blessed you and blessed this ministry. And I was just wondering if you'd share a little bit about...
Absolutely. So I'll give you the first example I'll give you is a Muslim background believer that we became connected with and helped. His name's Umar Malinde. And he, like many other Muslims, there's been a phenomenon going on in the Middle East for several years now where many of the Muslims are reporting having what I would call like a Damascus Road experience like Paul had.
Yes.
They're reporting, you know, kind of a supernatural encounter with Jesus himself, and that's they're getting saved. And Umar was one of these men. He was the son of a prominent Islamic sheikh. He had 57 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
His father had multiple wives. And he had an encounter with Jesus, and that's how he became a believer. It was a very powerful encounter. Afterwards, he became a pastor and an evangelist. A few years ago, after a Christmas Eve service, he had led 130 Muslims to faith.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord.
And after the service, there were some Muslims who didn't respond to the gospel message awaiting him outside the church where he was at, and they threw a bucket of acid in his face.
Oh, man.
And you see, Umar was so badly injured where he was ministering there in Africa at the time. They didn't have facilities to treat him adequate enough to treat his injuries from this acid attack. And so our ministry, partnering with the State of Israel, brought him to Israel and put him up in the best hospitals and took care of him and his family. And just a couple of years ago, he was well enough to go back to ministering. And he went right back to where he was attacked. And we have some friends who are missionaries there. And they reported that it was front page national news that he was coming back. And so what the enemy meant to use to silence him, you know, the Lord used to give him a greater platform. And the key part of that story is, you know, growing up as a Muslim, you know, hating Israel and hating the Jewish people, and then Jewish believers in Jesus coming to his aid in his greatest time of need, really is it's a powerful message.
Yes.
And likewise, we had an Orthodox Jewish young man in the Jerusalem vicinity. You know, he came to faith and was ostracized by his family, lost his job, I believe his home. And so imagine as a new believer, you know, your family cutting you off, you're homeless now, and you're jobless because of your faith. And we come alongside believers like that, and we aid them and resource them. And so that's just a couple of stories of where we've been able to just help new believers.
What an amazing ministry that is, Ted, because, you know, we read about that in the scriptures here in the States, but very few people really experience that, being completely shut out by your family. But that's pretty commonplace in other places in the world when you profess faith in Christ and give your life to Jesus and begin to live that as a disciple. Yeah, that's amazing. From the Maos Israel Ministry website, I was looking at the mission statement, and I thought I might share that with our with our listeners. It's really good. It's very detailed, in fact. Talks about, and I would encourage folks to go out to that website. Again, that's Maos, M-A-O-Z, Israel.org, and you can find out about this ministry that Pastor Ted is talking about, and as well as I Stand with Israel. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. But the mission statement for Maos Israel Ministries, a Messianic Jewish ministry in Israel, is a catalyst and vehicle for outreach, training, translating, publishing, music recording, video production, economic and disaster relief, and has established and underwrites a Hebrew indigenous Messianic Jewish congregation in Tel Aviv. Maos exists to be a witness of the good news to the people of Israel in outreach, discipleship, and raising up godly Israeli leaders until the day when all Israel shall be saved. Wow, that is an exciting mission statement, Ted.
Yes. And, you know, it really sums up, you know, all that we're doing, you know, in the land to advance the gospel.
Yes. Yeah. I have in my hand here the July 2017 newsletter.
And, yes, sir.
And on the back, and it is very, very interesting, a couple of things, and I wanted to talk about one of them. But on the back page of this, and by the way, folks can receive this newsletter, can't they, simply by signing up for it, Ted?
Yeah, they can get it electronically or in hard copy paper if they want to read it, you know, the old-fashioned way. Yeah. Either way, from going to our website and signing up for it, it's free, doesn't cost anything.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm old school. I like having the paper copy in my hand, and so I'm looking at the back page, and Israel and America, a passion for both, and there's a picture of this guy, and lo and behold, it's Pastor Ted. I just want to read your testimony here because I think it speaks volumes about your heart for the Jewish people, that they might know their Messiah. But this is a quote, this is from the back of the newsletter, folks. It says, Ted wrote, "I once heard it said, if you choose a job you love, you'll never have to work another day in your life. 4 years ago, when I started working with Maos USA, I moved from toiling in things of no eternal consequence to being set apart for a holy occupation. For me, I count it the greatest of privileges to serve alongside Ari and Shira, who are pioneers of the modern Messianic movement. Conveying the Father's heart for the restoration of Israel to the body of Messiah, a.k.a. the Church, isn't just a job for me, it's my passion. Nothing brings me more joy than to share with people across the United States the many great ministries of Maos and why Israel matters. What we at Maos share through media and the Maos Israel Report doesn't just merely inform people. Rather, we're activating a new generation of intercessors and lovers of Zion. We here at Maos USA will continue passing the baton of revival and restoration to the next generation with intentionality until all Israel is saved." End quote. That really does boil it down, Ted. It is vitally important that Christians continue to teach and speak the truth about Israel, because we are living in a day when there is, to coin a phrase that's just wore out and overused, but I don't use it anyway, there's a lot of fake news out there about the nation of Israel, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, as believers, you know, we have a responsibility, you know, to not only just convey the gospel message, but also to be, you know, resource to the greater body of Messiah about where God has us placed and what God is doing.
Yes.
Because as we share testimonies of what the Lord's doing, you know, that I believe that releases an overcoming power in believers. You know, that's why it says, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
And so I just believe as we share what God is doing, you know, in our respective ministries, that encourages and builds up the body of Messiah and activates in them a passion for what God has called them to do.
Yes, amen. And one of the ways that you are fulfilling that calling and that mission is by offering and funding summer camps for Israeli Messianic Jewish teenagers. I found that fascinating, Ted.
Yes. Well, you know, Ari, who's co-founder of the ministry, you know, he became a believer at a Christian summer camp here in the United States when I believe he was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he encountered the Lord Jesus. And, you know, and so there's a passion within our ministry to engage the young people in Israel with, you know, with the gospel. And one of the great ways to do that is in, you know, youth camps and, you know, and just activate them now for what God's called them to do, you know, as believers. Or if maybe they don't know the Lord and maybe they've been invited to come to the camp and maybe this is where they're going to encounter, you know, the Messiah of Israel.
Yes. Yeah. You live in Texas. And,
yes, sir.
Again, from the newsletter, and I remember when this was news, and I thought, what a remarkable thing to see this happen in the state of Texas. There was an event that was dubbed the Texas Stand with Israel Citizens Advocacy Day, and
yes.
That when I found out about that, I thought, wow, I don't know of any other state in the United States that has done anything like this. And I wonder if you would just inform our listeners what exactly we're talking about.
So, you know, there's been a thing, it started in the Islamic world to wage, they're always trying to come up with new ways to destroy Israel and the existence of Israel. Because if they can destroy Israel, then they can destroy the promise of God,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And so, and so one of the ways is this thing called boycott, divest, and sanction. It's basically waging economic warfare mm-hmm. on Israel and businesses and products that come from Israel. And so we've been blessed here in Texas to have, you know, Christian governor, actually our second Christian governor in a row, who is a passionate, fiery lover of the Lord, and many leaders in the House and Senate who are. And so they said, you know, we feel like we need to do something as a state,
yes.
Alongside Israel, the only democracy. You talk about it from the biblical perspective, but also from a political perspective, it's the only, you know, free election democracy in the entire Middle East.
That's right.
Where even our enemies have they have members elected to the Knesset and you know, representative government, and so. So Texas decided to have a government-sponsored Stand with Israel Day, and they decided to begin working on a law. So a couple years ago, they worked on a resolution, which wasn't a binding law. And we were in the middle of a 10-year mega drought here in Texas. And interestingly, when they passed a resolution to stand with Israel, that from that day all the way up to Pentecost or Shavuot, that's how we say it in Hebrew, rain fell. We had 17 trillion cubic gallons of water that fell. And the drought was broken on Pentecost, which I thought was interesting. and just an exclamation point from God. And in that same window, Texas bounced to be the 10th largest economy in the world, became Israel's fourth largest trading partner. And experienced over half of all the job growth in the United States. It's in every area, whether you're talking about real estate, medical, education, Texas has experienced a renaissance in a sense of blessing. And so they decided to not only pass a resolution, but codify this in law. So basically anybody who wages economic warfare on Texas by boycotting, divesting, or sanctioning Israel, Texas will do the same in kind to them. So if you're doing business with the state of Texas and you're waging economic warfare on Texas, you'll no longer be able to do business with the state of Texas.
Wow.
And it's the strongest law. And it was amazing because we were invited to the state capitol there down on the, you know, on the Capitol floor, mm-hmm. hearing them speak from the Capitol, the leaders of the government saying, we believe this blessing has flowed because we've aligned ourselves with God's prophetic plan for his people, that
Amen.
He's not.
How refreshing that is, folks. Let that sink in for just a few moments, what Ted just said. That how refreshing is it for a people to come together who recognize that God blesses those who bless Israel, who recognize that all of the propaganda, all of the divest clamor that's going on out there among politicians and even some states, that can be responded to in a positive way, and we can stand up for Israel. If there are any folks listening out there to this conversation between Ted and I, and you happen to have connections, perhaps you're a city official or a state official, you have connections, I want to encourage you to consider doing what they did in Texas. Listen, it has to start with somebody coming up with the idea. Texas has already done it. Do some research. Figure out how you can introduce a bill, whether it's at the local level or at the state level. I would encourage people to do that. That's just a tremendous, tremendous blessing to have folks like you, Ted, and the good people of the state of Texas standing up for Israel. I think that's a good segue, too, into let's talk for a little bit about I Stand With Israel. First of all, sure. What is it? What is that organization? And again, you are the U.S. spokesperson for I Stand With Israel. So a little bit about what it is and then how people can become involved.
So I Stand With Israel is our humanitarian aid arm of the ministry. And so 100% of the resources that come into I Stand go directly to humanitarian aid. And so to give you an idea of just some ways that we use those funds is last couple of years, you've been aware of the civil war in Syria.
Yes.
And all of the tragedy with refugees fleeing in Iraq and Syria. And so there's been a tremendous humanitarian crisis. Among those people displaced was a sizable community of Iraqi and Syrian Christians, but also Muslim people displaced. And so we decided we needed to do something, and we took funds and resources to bring aid to those refugees. And so we've taken several hundred thousand dollars of aid, which is really a drop in the bucket when you consider the humanitarian catastrophe this is.
Yes.
But it's also one of the greatest opportunities to bring the gospel to people who are disillusioned, brokenhearted. But we also do things like we aid new believers, like the story I told you earlier, whether they're Muslim background believers or Jewish background believers in Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to bring aid to them if they have need, because a lot of times there's a big price tag for them. They might lose their job. They might be kicked out of their home. They might need assistance. We've aided people with, you know, housing, vehicles, you know, food. We did an outreach that we sponsored in the West Bank in Arab villages and Orthodox Jewish villages with 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, and teams taking those backpacks in, bringing the backpacks full of school supplies and good news of Jesus the Messiah.
Amen.
And so we're really trying to bring, you know, not just the gospel, but bring aid to those who are suffering and in need in Israel, but also throughout the greater Middle East in yes. North Africa.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just have you verify this, Ted, but I Stand With Israel as a ministry has distributed over $4 million in the past 11 years to the poor and needy war victims among both Jewish and Arab Israeli believers, including those that are persecuted for their faith. $4 million.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we're we need to update the website because we're closing in on $5 million.
Wow.
There's been an acceleration with the Iraq and Syria crisis.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, another thing that we did in partnership with bringing humanitarian aid is we made a video. It's called Faith. It's a movie. And we interviewed Muslims who, in the midst of this tragedy, have found the Messiah of Israel, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared their testimony. And we're going to release it for free, kind of like the Jesus film.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's powerful. It's one thing for me to tell you, but it's another thing for you to hear straight from their lips.
That's right.
They found the Lord. But yeah, that's...
When is that going to be released, Ted? Do you have any idea?
Well, it'll be released on social media, I think on YouTube and Vimeo here in a few weeks.
Okay.
It won't be linked directly to us because we're a Jewish ministry and we feel like we put it out there with, you know, with a connection to a Jewish ministry, a Muslim seeker might not be willing to watch it. So we're going to post it out there anonymously, but it's going to be called Faith.
Okay. Well, I'd appreciate a heads up when that happens, and because I would like to also make people aware of that and post it as I can and direct people to your site. One of the things that I found encouraging when I was doing some research on Maos Israel Ministries is that the total number of Messianic Jews in Israel has grown significantly since the beginning, and it's estimated anywhere between 15,000 to 20,000 believers now today in the Lord Jesus in Israel. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Well, the numbers vary depending on who you're talking to, but the standard number is about 20,000, although the government actually reports that it may be closer to 35,000. And when you consider that when Israel became a nation again in 1948, was born again as a nation, there were only a very small handful of believers and no congregations of Jewish believers in Jesus. And in that 69-year window, that number has grown from just a small handful to somewhere between 20 and 35,000 and over 200 congregations and worldwide since 1948.
That's amazing.
According to revival statistics, is that there are more Jewish believers in that 69-year window than from 1948 back to the cross. And some groups estimate maybe as many as a million Jewish believers worldwide. It's hard to say with precision, but the one thing that we do know is as Israel's been restored physically as a nation, there's been a steady and an accelerated awakening spiritually to her Messiah. And we see that as a prophetic indicator.
Yes, yeah. And I do too, Ted, and that's one of the things that I continue to remind people of when they view Israel, well, they're just a secular nation. They're not following their Hebrew roots or Judaism. It's just, you know, like any other nation. And I remind them, no, God is at work in the nation Israel to bring his people to a faith in his son, Yeshua. So there are many Absolutely. Great things happening there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're really seeing the first generation of Israeli Sabra believers that are raising up to lead ministry and worship ministry. I pick up my van tomorrow here at the Dallas airport from a team called Mekedim, and it means from the foundations. It's a Israeli worship team combined of worshipers and leaders from all across Israel that traveled all over the U.S. this summer, leading worship in churches and Messianic congregations. And, you know, there's a real move going on, and it's exciting to see.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Well, Ted, you are a pastor, and you are a Messianic pastor. And is it fair to say that you're on staff at Lake Country Church?
Yeah, I'm one of the staff pastors at Lake Country Church.
Okay.
Lake Country is a church here on the west side of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And a couple years ago, the pastor there, who has, I believe, is Randy's he's lead pastor. His great grandmother was a Jewish woman, and so he has Jewish roots himself. And they felt like they wanted to start a service to reach the Jewish community and also establish a heart for Israel within their church. And so we started in September of this past year, Lake Country Jewish Ministries, which is a ministry of Lake Country Church, and along with our regular Sunday service, and we have a Saturday Cowboy Church.
Oh, so, great!
Yeah,
and that is at Lake Country Church as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so our Messianic service meets on Friday nights, and it's been exciting. We've had a few Jewish people in the community who've come to faith in the Messiah already.
Amen.
And the heart for Israel is growing stronger within the church, and so it's been an exciting thing. The Lord has really blessed.
Well, Ted, is it okay if I give folks your email address if they want to contact you for
sure,
further information?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What I've got is ted@maozisrael.com. That's ted@maozisrael.org. I said .com first, didn't I?
Yes,
.org. Yeah, ted@maozisrael.org. I'm sure if you email Ted, he'd be happy to answer any questions. If you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you would like to stop in and visit and see what's happening at Lake Country Church, I'm sure they would be thrilled to have you there. Ted, anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? Any projects you're working on?
Well, you know, we got a lot of things going right now. Humanitarian aid, more worship projects and music videos that we're aiding and assisting on. We're translating some more books if people want to help sponsor the translation of a great Christian book into Hebrew, possibly other languages. They can check that out online, and it's quite an endeavor to translate a book and to do it well. But they can check that out, and remember to pray for us and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen, Ted. The website again, folks, maozisrael.org, maozisrael.org, maozisrael.org. And then I stand with Israel, istandwithisrael.com, I believe that one is, isn't it, Ted?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, istandwithisrael.com. Check him out. Give Ted a shout and let him know that you appreciate what he's doing for the Jewish people, and take a word of encouragement, folks, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter @SoaringEagleRad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.SoaringEagleRadio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.